go ahead.
Okay, we'll call to order the Town of Annabella Planning Commission meeting. And following the agenda, the first is under 1A is roll call. So I'm Kent Polson.
John Chartier.
Lenny Hartle.
Devin Squire.
And we tonight excuse two members, Kelvin Johns and Wade Ingram. We're not able to make the meeting. The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read through the minutes? If anyone, or should I say, does anybody need additional time to read through the minutes? Okay. Did anybody have any points of discussion on the minutes?
I have an agenda or something down there. Is that what's in the envelope? I don't think that's what's in the envelope.
I don't know if you read through them.
I read through them okay. Hurriedly before I left work today.
Okay. Anything that anybody can see that needs to be talked about? Okay, if not, then I'd take a motion to approve the minutes if somebody would like to make that motion. Second.
Can I make that motion even if I wasn't in attendance? I guess. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Okay, Lenny's made the motion that we'll approve the minutes.
Second it.
Devin has seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Moving right along. The next order of business is under number 2A, consideration discussion of proposed amendments to the land use ordinance. This is separate from the cul-de-sac stuff we've been talking about. This is the other things that Tyler's been helping us with. He's not here tonight, but did everyone get a chance to read through that and have additional comments that need to be talked about? I mean, I don't want to put it on.
I had really good intentions to get through it, and I did not.
I don't know. And tonight, I don't know. I'd like to have everybody here when we discuss it anyway.
I didn't get through it either.
Yeah. Okay. So let's table that, I would suggest, and we'll pick it up next month. Okay.
And when we do go through it, type in your questions or whatever so we can discuss them.
Yeah. Make comments in the online. Did everyone get a copy of that from?
Google Doc, yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
I'll send out an email again, just reminding everybody if that's okay with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, fell to the bottom of my inbox and I totally spaced it. So.
It's not at the bottom of mine and I still haven't. So.
Yeah.
I actually, it's sitting right there because I marked it as unread. So
yeah,
that
after I
stayed
at
the top.
I marked it unread and I've seen it and I just never got to it.
Okay. Fair enough. I think we're all in the same boat on that. So. Let's just, if everyone's okay with that, we'll just plan on doing that next month. So the next item is B, review current conditional use permits. So I see we have one from Paige Heaps.
Business license, right? Oh, sorry, I read building permits and I thought it said business.
Yeah. So business license and conditional use permits is what the application is here. So what is Paige doing? Mobile boutique trailer.
It really doesn't say.
Yeah, there's no more explanation. I like it when they give us a little paragraph.
Yeah, what is that?
She wants to get a little trailer, like a vending trailer, and go around and sell Western wear and like Western girls stuff, like a pop-up boutique.
Yeah.
So not out of her home. It's like a...
She'll have a trailer. She'll take around to you, and you'll go. If you order from her, she'll open your doors. You'll go get your stuff out from her.
Like boutique. A food truck, like a personal food truck.
Yeah, but like
she'd park at her residence.
Like a boutique, yeah.
So she would park the trailer at her residence, but yet it doesn't... People wouldn't be coming there.
Yeah.
To to buy necessarily.
Yeah, the intention is to go to fairs.
It's very similar to what Cheyenne Wynn does.
Yeah.
In fact, she walked into Cheyenne at a rodeo down in Vegas.
Oh, down in Vegas.
Yeah. So, because it's my neighbor.
Okay.
So this is. So. But yeah, I think that's the intention, is just to create something very similar to what Cheyenne does as far as a boutique. Maybe she'll do her business a little different. I think this is just that she wants to get a business license to put it all above board.
Mm-hmm. All right, this is your neighborhood. We got enough signatures?
You don't want me to ask you that.
Well,
there's the one that she couldn't get a hold of, Jody Hunt.
Oh,
so this one is right here?
It's Kitty Corner from them. It's across, you know, where the Timmons live in the little yellow one. It's on the other side of the street there. It looks like they've been trying to get things ready to sell there. So I would say Tyler doesn't own it, but he's signed it as being the person. The other piece, you know, the owner is actually...
Kent?
Yeah, Kent.
Jensen.
Blackburn,
yeah. He owns that and the property behind. We'd also need the guy on the corner right here, wouldn't we? Within 300 feet.
His new house,
isn't that what it is?
Burger.
Right here on the corner. You would have to sign as well.
I don't know. I'll leave that up to you.
It's all property owners within 300 feet of the proposed land use. It would also mean Burke would have to sign too.
So do we want to make a list of these? And have we put conditions on any of these?
Approve it on the condition of getting those other signatures?
Yeah, we have done that in the past.
We have, yeah. And I'd say that's probably what we need to do, is just make the list. The question is going to be, corner house, which would be the Hunts that own that.
Hunts, Blackburns, Frickenberger. You see Burke? Someone there, Burks?
Yeah, Burke, Hafen. And if we really, and we'd have to also do through the block, we'd be within 300 feet as well. So that's going to be Parker.
I'm glad you know Larry.
That was my neighbors. Parker, gosh, why can't I think of his last name?
Bayless.
Mm-hmm. Parker Bayless. Thank you. And that should be everybody. But that would be, we've done that before where we said it needs to be within 300 feet of the property. Not the front of the property, but the property. Right?
Mm-hmm. What about conditions? Have we been, are there any standing conditions we can put on?
Off-street parking.
Any issues with where she's parking her trailer or anything like that?
Yeah, I think we have.
Yeah, I don't, to my knowledge, she hasn't bought it yet.
But we have made conditions.
That it stays off the road.
That there's off-street parking for it. Mm-hmm.
Off-street parking, yeah. I think it's, yeah. Anything else besides the parking? Are there some other standard things that we just call out that goes in the letter back with this that Tina's added in the past for conditional use?
Well, trying to think of.
I think with that one, the only thing I'd be concerned about is the off-street parking, making sure it's not parking the road. She's, you know, she's planning on taking it elsewhere, fairs and other things like that, then it's, there's not an issue with,
yeah,
with other parking, so.
Yeah.
So,
unless there's other discussion anybody has, I'd say that we take a motion.
Can we pass it with the conditions and then let her get the signatures?
Yeah.
If that's back, the way the motion, that's the way the motion comes out stated.
I wrote names down so I could attempt it.
I know you did.
I only wrote last names, so I'll attempt it. I'll make a motion that we approve the conditional use permit business application for Page Heaps. I have a name. For a mobile boutique trailer with the conditions.
H Boutique is the name.
With the conditions that she gets additional signatures from neighbors, including the Hunts, the Blackburns, the Crickenburgers, the Hathens, and the Baylesses. And also with the condition on the conditional use permit that she provides for off-street parking for her boutique trailer.
So John has made a motion.
Second.
Lenny has seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Under business section 2, we now go to C, review building permit applications. So I see Marvin Magley re-roof.
Yeah.
And the other one is Mitchell's. Tina's getting a re-roof. Anybody see any issues? Any questions?
No.
I'll make a motion to approve both building permits.
Lenny has made a motion to approve the two building permits that we have.
I'll second that.
Devin has seconded that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. D would be any other business that anybody has to bring before us? Anybody have anything? I will say that we did the public hearing last month for the land management and construction standards. Kelvin caught an issue with one of the measurements, so that'll get adjusted. And then he did a drawing as well. We'll probably see that in better or a smaller version or whatever.
Is this the new drawing?
That's the new drawing. Yes. Okay. So corrected measurement. In one place it was 28 feet. I matched it. Or in another place it was 24. I matched it with the 24, and it was really the 28 that was accurate. So he's called that out on the drawing that he has. And so anyway, just letting everybody know, we'll get that updated so that when we have the meeting, the new public meeting, we'll do it for both. Even though we already did for the one because of this adjustment, we'll do it again for both. And
in the table requirements as well.
Yes, the table requirements say 24 and they'll be adjusted to 28. And I'll work with Kelvin to make sure we get that accurate prior to the meeting. That's the only other business I think that I had to make sure everyone was aware before we have that public meeting what couple of changes need to take place. So if there's nothing else, then I take a motion to adjourn.
Motion that we adjourn.
John has made a motion.
Second.
Seconded by Lenny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Short, sweet.
Short, sweet. Thank you very much.
Did you guys hear about the house that burned last night?
No.
My name.